Mexican animator Jose Garcia Moreno studied at Prague's famous film school FAMU and apprenticed at the animation studio Bratří v Triku in the final years of communist Czechoslovakia. There he made his first short and developed what would prove to be a lifelong love for Czech auteurs, especially the surrealist Jan Švankmajer. Now a professor in LA, he spoke to Radio Prague about the differences between American and Central European animation, Czech and Mexican humor, and the need for tactility and relation to the animated object through the lens of the surrealist avant-garde movement. Brian Kennedy has more.
The life of Mexican animator Jose Garcia Moreno has taken many turns. It was in Europe, on the eastern side of the Iron Curtain, that he learned the foundations of the art form. He studied animation at Prague's famous film academy, FAMU, and went on to teach it in the United States. But Garcia Moreno's story starts in Mexico City, where he was born in 1961. During his childhood, most animated films he saw were made in America. But as a teenager, he made a discovery he says would shape his personal and professional life. He discovered animation of a different sort, originating in communist Eastern Europe. In a wide-ranging interview with the Spanish section of Radio Prague, he spoke of the impression Czech, Polish, and Russian animation made on him and its later influence on his career.
My interest began in Mexico City because my sister coordinated the National Institute of Fine Arts film collection. She coordinated all these film screenings, which were rarely seen at that time. And it brought a collection of Central European animation, especially Czech and Polish, and some Russian things.
Sobre todo Checa y Polaca, y unas cosas rusas.
It was through those projections at the Institute that Garcia Moreno discovered there was quite a different way of doing animation. He says he was amazed by the detailed artistry that the works could convey, since until that time, again, his model had been more commercial American animation.
There was the expectation that animation was done this way and with this theme, and I realized there were all these other possibilities of animated language, that it was not limited to caricature, but there was a more artistic consideration, and I was really impressed by the Czech animation.
Me impactó mucho sobre todo la animación checa.
Despite that great interest, and having done his own drawings and having some great ideas in mind, Garcia Moreno's professional life actually began in radio. And then a colleague who knew of his interest told him about a scholarship to study cinema in Czechoslovakia.
Y años después, trabajaba yo para la radio, produje mucho radio en México.
I was coordinating a public radio project near Mexico City, and an announcer told me of a possibility to study animation in Prague at FAMU. It was an exchange program between the countries at the institutional level, not through political parties. I got the scholarship and came to Prague in 1986.
Y vine en 1986 a Praga.
The scholarship was designed for the cinema, working with live actors on screen rather than voice artists. But Garcia Moreno approached FAMU Dean Miloš Pokorný to see if he could follow his true passion.
I brought along some folders of drawings and asked Dean Pokorný if there was a possibility to somehow contact the animation community in Prague, and he sent my portfolios to Barandov Studio, to Krátký Film, and specifically to the Bratři v Triku Studios, and the response was favorable.
A Krátký Film, y en específico a los estudios Bratři v Triku.
With and learning from professionals at these legendary Czech studios proved invaluable, he says.
I am eternally grateful to the Czech animation community. They were the ones who produced my first professional short film, which was produced in Bratři v Triku. With the help of Czech technicians and artists, I was able to do it. We shot it using traditional Russian 35mm cameras.
Tradicionales de 35mm rusas.
escuchar.
Asked what about Czech animation made the greatest impression on him, García Moreno again highlights the dramatic differences from American production.
Hay como varios aspectos de la animación checa.
There are several aspects. Animation for children is very different than in the United States. I feel Czech animation is a great contributor to the national identity. There is a great connection with the folkloric tradition. And on the other hand, there is all this cinema of artistic experimentation, especially through puppets.
El cine de experimentación artístico, sobre todo a través del títere, ¿no?
Czech cinematography, he notes, in general is rather also more sarcastic, full of dark humor that he knows from his own country. He finds it particularly interesting how Czechs often approach universal daily struggles rather than epic tales through this sensibility, and yet they manage to express something profound about human nature.
Yo estoy casado con una checa.
I'm married to a Czech, and we've always thought that Czech and Mexican humor are a bit similar, dark and sarcastic. The Czech sarcasm is delicious. There is always something profound about human nature in Czech stories, but also something representing the struggle of everyday man. Everything Czech that feels universal has to do with the common man, the stories of Kafka, Good Soldier Schweig.
Las historias de Kafka, o el buen soldado Schweig.
García Moreno was still in Prague when the Berlin Wall fell and communism collapsed. From FAMU, he next went on to study at UCLA, the oldest animation school in the entire United States.
Mi primer película, la que produje en Bratři v Triku, se estrenó en Karlo Vivari.
My first film, the one I produced in Bratři v Triku, premiered in Karlo Vivari. And there were some people from the University of California in Los Angeles who saw that short, liked it very much, and offered me a scholarship. Prague was my springboard to go to the United States, and I got a grant from the U.S. government to do an MFA in animation at UCLA.
Entonces, fui con una beca del gobierno de Estados Unidos a hacer una maestría en animación.
Later, he returned to Mexico, where he collaborated with the Cinematography Institute and made additional short films. But as fate would have it, he would later return to L.A. to teach at Loyola Marymount University, where he heads the animation program. García Moreno spoke to Radio Prague's Spanish language section while in Europe, giving a series of lectures about animation, surrealism, and the European avant-garde. In particular, he stressed the importance of Czech filmmaker Jan Švankmajer, a major influence on the Mexican animator himself.
I spoke of Švankmajer as this great Czech surrealist animator and his concept of needing to touch objects. For him, it is a problem in contemporary society, the absence of touch. For example, in animation, there is a tendency to use computers, and then the animated object is in a virtual reality.
En una realidad virtual, ¿no?
García Moreno says he also believes that tactile contact is essential, that it makes us all more human. That's why he is now using 3D printers when doing animation, printing out his own characters, and plans on incorporating it into his teaching at university.
Es como extraer de lo virtual.
It's like extracting something from the virtual world that does not exist and making it a reality, manifesting it in space. So you print the object in 3D and then start touching it and transforming it.
A retocarlo y a tocarlo y a transformarlo.
Švankmajer and FAMU aside, the Mexican animator says the Czech Republic will, of course, always be very dear to him, since he is married to a Czech and they're raising a daughter in both cultural and linguistic traditions.
En la mesa yo hablo en español. Martina, mi esposa, habla en checo.
At the table I speak in Spanish, Martina, my wife, speaks in Czech, and Carolina, our daughter, answers in English. It's like the United Nations at our family table. When we went to live in Los Angeles, our daughter was 5 years old, and it was very important for us that she not lose the languages and traditions of her origin, which are double.
La raíz del lenguaje y la tradición de su origen, que es doble, ¿no?
And that report about Mexican animator José García Moreno was by my colleague Brian Kennedy.